Now, with regards to the cats, this is really worrying. Have you ever sold kittens on the internet? Have you ever had a cat that had kittens and you thought, right, I'll get a good home for them, sold them on the internet? A man's been jailed in Scotland after using Gumtree to buy cats. And when he was buying them, it seemed to the people selling them that he was a cat lover. But he was using them as live bait for fighting dogs. So the little cats were going back to somewhere probably to be reared to some extent and then to be systematically thrown to the dogs to be attacked. It's really worrying that the people like that exist in our society, but unfortunately they do. Colleen Tinley is with the USPCA. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I'm very well. I'm concerned, however, that people like this exist in our society. How common is this dog fighting game where the baiting of the dog is part of the practice?
Unfortunately, it's very common, Frank. We hate to have to report that this morning, and we've obviously heard of this horrific act that's taken place in Scotland and been investigated by our colleagues in the Scottish SPCA. It's very frightening. Unfortunately, in our business here in the USPCA, we are dealing with cases like this on a day-to-day basis, reports from the public. We don't want to worry the public or shock the public, any cat lovers and owners across the province. We would be saying to them, you know, if you do have a litter of kittens and you do want to rehome them, it's obviously, you know, you want to make sure you do it responsibly. You speak to your local vet, you speak to your local rescue centre, you talk directly to us here at the USPCA. We will advise you how to do that. And, you know, do ensure that when you are rehoming your cat or kitten, that you are doing it to a responsible pet owner that will take good care of it and obviously not fall into the hands of people like this.
Is there a risk of cats being stolen in this part of the world, or is that not such a crisis?
There is reports of that as well, Frank. Unfortunately, again, there is that issue, and it has been reported in recent years, and an increase in that as well, and for these horrific criminal activities, that why people's cats have gone missing, and reports that have been taken by these criminals. We would say in that respect that ensure you get your cat microchipped. Here in Northern Ireland, it is illegal to get your dog microchipped, but we would most definitely tell any cat owners or kitten owners to have their cats microchipped as well. And for that, obviously that will hopefully deter anyone from going down this road in terms of taking your cat.
Colleen, thanks indeed for the reminder. It is such a sad state of affairs to think that people, very possibly listening to this programme at the moment, driving along in their car, maybe at home, doing whatever they do, cooking, they're just maybe mingling with their children. They're into dog fighting. They're prepared to get themselves involved in dog fighting, to have the best dog fighter, to bet money on it. And to do that, you've got to train your dog to be vicious. You've got to train your dog to rip other dogs apart. And part of what they do is they steal little animals or buy little animals to throw them to the dog, to blood the dog. That is bordering on the insane. As a matter of fact, if it isn't insane, if you're not insane, you guys and girls who are doing it, you are absolutely evil.